You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Callis, did you call Jeff Hathorn?
I didn't have to call him. He's already on the line.
Let's go. Nice. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. He joins us right now. Jeff, good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Outstanding.
Yeah, doing pretty good.
It's a lot more 13 than 9 in there today.
That's right, baby. Isn't it refreshing? He's not going to say anything.
No,
he's such a diplomat.
He's not
going to
say anything.
He's such a company man. I love that guy.
Jeff, Bubba Chandler, he's finally getting called up. He makes his debut tomorrow, I believe, and he's coming out of the bullpen. Bubba Chandler, he is a starting pitcher in the minor leagues, and I think ultimately he will be a starting pitcher in the major leagues. But do you agree or disagree with the usage and potential usage of Bubba Chandler initially coming out of the bullpen as a long reliever?
No, and I wait to hear from Ben Cherington. I guess he's going to speak on Sunday. But I think, to Dan Zangrilli's point yesterday, that this is more of a load management type thing, to where he's already had so many starts in the minors that they're going to restrict some of his innings, and this is a little bit of an easier way to do it. And listen, his numbers haven't been good recently, but I look at it this way. I think he's probably a kid, like the really smart kid that's bored with the class.
Yeah.
That just, you know, has some bad tests because he doesn't want to be there. Like, he's looking for the next challenge. And I think that's what Bubba is. I mean, the strikeouts are still there. I'm anxious. I mean, it does take a little of the pressure off not being a starter. I don't know that they necessarily need to do that to him, but I think this is a different way to workload management, so where it's not as obvious. Because if you start and you go 4 or 5, you know, that's very obvious. You come in and you relieve 4, okay, you got good work in.
Shifting to football, Steelers' final preseason game tonight, Jeff. I mean, bubble watch, cut line watch, 53-man roster set on Tuesday. Who's your eye on tonight? Give us a couple names that they've got to make their final case, or they may be elsewhere.
Beanie. I still think he makes this team, but even the, you know, Terrell Austin kind of said this is a big game for him. Like, pointed it out, like, hey, he needs to show some splash. That's what he was special at last year. He's done some of the routine things, but can he, you know, show some splash out there in the reps he gets? Now, I'm kind of happy that some of the starting secondary is going to be out there. I don't know how long, but that's one guy to look for. I mean, the receiver mix is interesting because Skoranek had that toe injury, so he was out a couple of days. But Miller's been outstanding in camp. Obviously, we know Roman Wilson stays. Calvin Austin is starting to work his way back. There's an outside chance he plays in this game. So those are just a couple of guys. I think they're probably keeping all their middle linebackers. Maybe for a Dylan Cook, it's a last chance to go out there, but then if he's going out against third stringers, how can you really evaluate, you know, what he can do?
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Wait, Jeff, you said that some of the starters in the secondary are going to play tonight?
Yeah, I mean, the only guys ruled out at this point. Now, let's put the caveat that Tomlin said, let's see who they're playing against. Well, Carolina's already said they're going to have their backups. So what he might want to do is just have those guys dress, go out through warmups, and then they never play. But they want this sensation of, hey, let's do all this routine, get that down, and maybe they don't get any games. But Ramsey, Slay, Porter, Elliott, they've all not been ruled out. Tomlin said they're preparing for them to play, but he also left that little thing out there to where he could change his mind. Or, like I said, I think they like to get these guys, like, let's put them in a football environment, see what it's like, go through all the warmups, and then they don't play.
Jeff, you mentioned the receiver position. At this time next week, do the Steelers have a new receiver? And if they do, who would you venture to say it might be?
Yeah, it's an interesting call because I keep thinking of this. All right, you got the five linemen, the quarterback. There's six. Jono and Pat are probably going to be in almost every snap situation. There's a DK's out there that's nine. You're probably going to have a tailback. That's 10. So Calvin Austin is the guy that you like. Is Darnell never going to play in those situations, or is he just going to be a substitution for a tight end who gets a blow here and there? I mean, I don't know if like a big number two is a necessity for this offense, but I do think they'll go searching for somebody. And I think Risner is an interesting bring in and talk to because, you know, we thought at one point in the season or early in the offseason that this might be a let's see what this team's going to do. Then all of a sudden they go and get all these vets. Well, they like Spencer Anderson, but if you could get a guy like Risner to be your backup with the 10-year vet on one side and a second-year player on the other and have him as a swing, you could convince him to do that. That's a big upgrade.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, Gabriel Davis, he came in for a visit yesterday and he left. And I assumed that the Steelers were actually going to sign him. I really did believe that because they brought him in a couple months ago and probably told him, hey, get healthy, come back, and we'll see where you're at and we'll probably sign you. But he left. I think he's taking a visit now with the Buffalo Bills. Is that a case of the Steelers maybe lowballing him and him not being too happy with the contract offer, or is he still injured?
I mean, there's a chance they don't like his medicals. And maybe it was like, hey, let's bring you in front of our medical team again and give it one more chance. Let me see what it looks like in person. But I think from a Gabe Davis standpoint, if Buffalo's really interested, I mean, I like some of the things the Steelers have done in the offseason, but there's no question the Bills are a Super Bowl contender. He already knows Allen. Like, he knows that scheme. He knows that offense. I could understand even – as whatever he was offered here, that he goes and visits Buffalo and says, okay, can you get me anywhere near this, or what kind of role would I have? Because as I just stated, I mean, Jono and Pat are going to have a role in the passing game. DK is going to be their lead. I mean, if Gabe is looking for something more than being the fourth option, and I don't know if he would get that in Buffalo, but at least he would have some rapport with the quarterback up there.
There's been some scuttlebutt, Jeff, that teammates are trying to convince Aaron Rodgers already. They haven't even played a game yet to play again in 26. And maybe his mind has shifted a little bit. Is this just late training camp fodder, or is there more? Is there fire where there's smoke?
I don't pretend to know Aaron Rodgers inside and out, but I will say this. After he went on McAfee and said it was his last year, first time we talked to him at camp, he said, well, maybe my last year. Like, he left the door open. I know this. He's loving it there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard not to see him with a smile, talking to guys. And it has been pointed out, he loves football. That's one thing that I've learned about Aaron Rodgers, that because you hear about so many of his other takes, the dude loves the game. Like, I mean, he loves teaching it. He loves being around guys. And you know what he really loves are guys that are football, have high football IQs. Like, he that's why when Scotty Miller's name comes up and people are like, he likes guys that have good football IQs. He thinks, like, Connor Hayward, for example, has a really good football IQ. Like, those, he gets into all kinds of players. Obviously, he loves the talented ones, but he loves the nuances of the game. And I didn't realize that about him, because you think, oh, it's this California dude that's thinking about hosting Jeopardy. Well, no, he still loves the game.
Well, you think about him, too, just to add on that, like, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, some of the players they had. I mean, for every Davante Adams, there was five of those guys.
Right.
They're really good players. And when you look at the Steelers receiving core, be hard pressed not to compare them to some of those Packers teams that were elite offensively. Scotty Miller, you know, obviously isn't Jordy Nelson, but yeah, you think of Randall Cobb and Calvin Austin, right? Like, there are a lot of comps there, and they have a. Does Aaron want to bring somebody in that he has to school on the job?
Right. And so, Pat, let me ask you this. You're dropping back on third down. You need to get a first down. You know Scotty Miller is going to be where he needs to be.
Absolutely.
I mean, his biggest year was with Tom Brady. And included in that, he had an NFC championship touchdown at the end of the half because Brady trusted where Miller knew where he was going to be and would make the play. That's not to say Miller's, you know, a top 10 receiver or even one of their better options. But guys like that have roles with guys that play the position at such a level like Aaron Rodgers, or think it at such a level like Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. Jeff, you're the man. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend, man.
See you, boys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jeff.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.